Revoice Podcast Network. The mic is ours. Hey listeners, welcome back to a Revoice Network original called Podline, where students like you can anonymously share your burning college-related dilemmas and issues based on the weekly topic. I'm your host, Kayla.
And I'm Caroline.
And we're both seniors attending VCU, so think of us as the big sisters you never knew you needed who can give it to you straight and who have been through it all. You may be asking, where can I go to submit an issue I need advice on? Well, stay tuned to find out towards the end of the show. Now, guys, this is a very special episode because we have a very special guest. So please give a warm welcome to Beth.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Beth.
Hi, Beth.
How are you?
I'm great.
If you're an avid listener of Podline, the name Beth might sound a little familiar. So Beth isn't the one who submitted this story and instead was just what seems like the lovely, unproblematic roommate in this situation.
And Beth is a huge fan of Podline. So when we heard that she wanted to be a guest, me and Caroline were like, absolutely, like, yes, we would love for you to be on here. And we thought this episode would be the perfect one for her to be here. So today she's just going to be helping us read some of your submissions.
Also, if you're wondering if Beth is her real name, it's not, but we're really big on being anonymous in this podcast, so her name is gonna be Beth.
Okay, so Beth, how are you?
I'm okay. I could be better.
Oh, how's that?
This semester. April sucks.
Yeah.
April sucks.
Yeah, I think we should honestly talk about that submission that came in. That was a
should
crazy
we?
One. Yeah.
Okay.
So, like, you want to tell us about, like, your experience
living there?
Yeah, like, was it as bad as the submission made it out to be?
Yeah. Yeah, that submission lived up to it. It was just, like, really, it was like you're walking on thin ice all the time in the apartment. And it wasn't even, like, one person, well, it was one person's fault, but, like, the other person, like, could not help themselves, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it just happened, but that way, and it was just unfortunate. Yeah, guys, I do not recommend it. Mind you, I don't recommend it at all.
Literally, me and Caroline were talking about that, like, in the other Roommates from Hell podcast, or episode. Literally, like, it's probably not a great idea to, like, live with, like, close friends.
Yeah.
Because it never ends up well.
No, literally. I don't talk to them anymore. So, yeah, it's okay. Bad, guys. Yeah. Guys, it's bad.
Yeah, we don't recommend.
Mm-mm.
Podline says
no
that.
Go.
Don't do
no
it.
No go. Don't do it. Don't bother. Do it.
Yeah. All right. So, Beth, since you're our guest on this podcast, I will give you the honor of reading the first submission.
Okay. Guys, I'm new to this podcast. Like, I had a roommate move out because he broke lease to go into the military on short notice. Oh. Okay, period. And I wasn't home at the time because I was gone for break. Okay, reasonable. He said he moved everything out and and cleaned the bathroom too. When I got there, he's already gone and left his entire bed, dresser, desk, and duffel bags full of
what?
Full of change and trash. Sorry, guys, that's like really coming off. Also, there were burn marks on his bathroom cabinet. And dye splattered everywhere and staining a huge portion of the surfaces, of which, of course, were white. Oh, what?
I know. When I first read this, I was like, I don't think he went off to the military.
Yeah.
Like, it seems like he was, like, trying to change his identity or run away or something. Like, I don't know what happened.
Burn marks?
Yeah.
Guys.
And dye everywhere?
Yeah.
Right. What?
Like, it's giving you're trying to change your identity.
Oh, it's giving the CIA literally contacted him and was like, he has to go into witness protection.
Yeah. Maybe that's
oh my gosh.
That's probably
guys, he's a part of the Princess Protectors program, but for military people now. You know the Demi Lovato and Selena Gomez?
Yes. Yeah,
okay. I literally watched it, like, recently.
Guys, what? Wait, that's kind of scary.
That's very scary.
Yeah.
Wait.
But low-key, like, if that was the case, if he was, like, in danger or something, I guess you dodged the bullet. Like, it's ooh, good that he
military,
like,
words, sorry,
pun intended. <I'm> Okay. But it looks like it's like good that he left, you know.
No, yeah. So what the heck? I think I would literally call the cops. Because I am big on calling the cops. Don't ask me why. I like it. It's really fun. I've never done it before.
Really?
Oh, okay.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, period.
For reasons we shouldn't talk about.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, you're good. Sorry. Let me just say, if you have to call the cops, you have to call the cops.
Right.
But yeah, if he's in the CIA Witness Protection Program, you gotta go. You also gotta go. Mm-hmm. Maybe you have to dye your hair now. Oh, this is a bad.
This is not to instill fear in you, but
yeah,
I don't know how. Yeah. Like, stay alert.
Yeah. Maybe dye your hair black. I don't know. Right. Hey, run away.
All right, for our next submission, this one says, every time I went into my dorm freshman year, my roommate would talk about Larry, which is Harry Styles and Louis Tomlinson fan fiction, and how she genuinely thought they were together every single time. Wow.
Yeah, your roommate's weird.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty sure like both of them like shot those rumors down.
Oh, yeah.
Like, multiple times.
They both also don't like it.
Yeah.
Especially Louis Tomlinson. Like, he has a kid.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. He's a father of, like, a grown adult.
What?
No, he's not a grown
adult.
I was like,
that boy has to be, like, middle school now. Because guys, I'm a big One Direction fan here, if you can't tell.
Can you tell I'm not?
Yeah, I can. Okay. Yeah, I can.
Because, like, I don't know any. I was like, okay, that's just weird.
Like, I mean, like, No, I don't get it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. I don't get it either.
I like the fan fictions where it was like, your mom sold you.
To One Direction?
Those ones I can understand. That's okay.
Yeah.
But Larry? Get out of my face. But at least make it seem like you're... Be delusional and be like you're dating them.
Yes.
What the heck? Whatever. Sorry.
Dad, were you a big One Direction
fan? I was a big One Direction fan when I was younger. Yeah.
Period. Did you go to any other concerts?
No, but my sister went when they opened for when 5 Seconds of Summer opened for them.
Man,
I'm so jealous still to this day.
I'm sorry.
I was like 8 though, so obviously I like couldn't go, but.
That's fair. No, that's so fair. I love One Direction. Gosh, on my Bumble, it used to be my biggest thing was that One Direction is not on hiatus. Like, they're gonna come back. Like, I was like determined. I'm not kidding, guys. I still believe it. I'm a little delusional.
You're one of those.
Hey! At least I'm not reading Larry and saying that it's real.
I was like, I literally put as a note, I was like, I feel like it's gonna come off mean, but it's like, do you have responsibilities? Because I feel like if you did, you wouldn't be over here like, I wonder, like, what, you know, Harry and Louis, like, are they making love right now, you know?
Are they making love right now?
Like, I don't know.
That's kind of scary.
That is, but that's what it seems like she would be thinking about.
Probably.
I don't know. That's maybe. Just kind of weird.
Maybe we should, like, call the cops.
You love calling the cops.
I do.
She loves it, guys.
Can't.
Okay. The last submission of the episode. It says, I had a roommate who was just really rude. I tried being nice and saying hi, but she never said hi back and just completely ignored me. She never let me know when she was inviting friends over. And I don't know, she just seemed like she didn't like me very much, even though I never did anything to her. Plus, she was dirty. So I left and never looked back.
Period.
Good
for her.
Yeah.
Plus, if she was dirty, I mean.
Yeah, run away forever. I would know. Yeah. Run away forever, babes.
Literally. All right, well, listeners, it looks like we're out of time, but don't worry, we'll be back next week to give some more advice. So also a huge thank you to Beth for coming onto our show and also just supporting Podline. You're
thank
a real
you.
One.
Guys, I love you guys. Thank you. Oh my God, it's like I'm gonna cry while this might go home.
Oh.
Good cry.
Okay, good. So if you like this podcast, don't forget to rate, review, and download the show and check out our other Revoice Network originals, Common Talk and Bad Attitude. Follow the Revoice Network on Instagram @Revoice Network. And to submit a response for future episodes, follow us @Podline_Revoice, where our Share Your Dilemmas Google form lives. Once again, I'm your host, Kayla.
And I'm Caroline.
And
thanks for listening. See you next week.
I won't be here, though.